Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Sure, 22963.
And may I have your first and last name?
First name is Cliff.
Okay, just bear with me. Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
I am trying to find my remote to make your life easier. And where it is, hold on a sec. Here we go. Stay with me 1 second, please.
Okay.
There. Is that better? Okay.
Okay. Well, will you verify that home address for me?
Sure. 27 Barrett, Barrett Street in Palmyra, Virginia, 22963.
Okay, and I do see here you have this meal plan with us. How may I help you today?
I don't know of a meal plan. That's why I'm calling. I see $30 a month charge here. What kind of a meal plan is this?
Okay, so basically it's an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy. You could have paid like $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum, and when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
Well, I didn't want a meal plan enough for $30 a month. I didn't ask for that at all.
Yes, sir, I do understand. Now, you do know for this meal plan, it is an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy. And what I can do, I can offer you $20 a month if you would like to continue.
No, I'd like to cancel and get my money back.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and...
Because this is my account. Nobody else goes in this account. And I'm going to walk across the hall to my wife and find out for sure. But it's my account. She doesn't need to go into it. So how that got up there, I feel like... it's trickery. I honestly don't know how it got there. I'm not the type of person to go around BSing people. I'm an honest guy. If it was what it was, then I'd say, oops, I made a mistake. But I didn't even ask for this.
Yeah, sorry to understand. You don't think no one in your household could have placed that order?
No, I'm 74 years old. And it's only me and my wife in this house. Nobody's
near
my account.
Okay, will you verify your email?
lmclass@aol.com. C-O-L-I-M-A-O-L. I keep thinking to change it, but I figure what the heck.
Okay, so we have shunonegis@aol.com. Does that sound familiar?
No, would you say that again for me?
Okay, so it's S-H-U-N-O.
U-N-O.
N-E-G.
Shenunigas?
Yes, sir, at AOL.com.
Right, that's one of my AOLs is Shenunigas, but I don't use it. I most likely use LM Class. Which is what I've been using for the past 20 years.
Okay, will you verify Shenunigas, your phone number?
When I opened my AOL account, I opened it with Shenunigas. And I kept it until I started a business 20 years ago, and I changed it to LM Class. And I know AOL still has that Shenunigas on there because that's who they bill my stuff to for them. You know what I mean?
Okay, but yes, sir. Will you verify that phone number for me?
My phone number is 434-531-2364.
Okay, so we have 434-589-2270.
That's my home number that we don't hardly use. I don't use it because I get a lot of sales calls on it. Mm-hmm. So I usually use my phone. If you're not on my phone, then I shouldn't get a call from you, but I don't know.
Okay,
it's all confusing to me.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through. Well, I can get you transferred over to that fraud department.
To which department?
To the fraud department.
Wait, say it again. Which department?
I can get you transferred over to that fraud department.
Fraud department. Okay, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay, just bear with me one moment while I gather the information. And I'm still here, just bear with me.
Excuse me?
Well, I was letting you know that I was still here. Just hold one moment.
Okay, thank you very much. You're very kind.
You're welcome.
I'm retired, and I have this little small amount of money that when I get my retirement check, my Social Security, I automatically turn it over to my wife because she pays the bills. And I take a little bit of money and I put it in the bank and I never spend it. So when I see something spent on it, I got to know right away because I have to be able to look at this.
And, yes, I do understand.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over to that fraud department. That way they can do a full investigation for you. Is there anything else that I may help you with before I transfer you over?
This food plant, can you tell me what it was attached to?
You could have paid like $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum.
I don't know that you two see anything for $1 to $5 that I paid for that. I don't see that either. I don't know.
Would you like for me to go ahead and transfer you over to fraud?
No, and to take plans out, to be honest with you and truthful with you, at 74, how much longer I got? Why would I take a plan out? It's a terrible way to look at life, but that's the way I'm starting to look at it.
Okay, so you're saying that you want me to transfer you over to that fraud department?
Yes, I wanna stop this. And I want my money back, so I would like my money back. I don't want to sound like him. But I guess if I have to go through fraud to do that, then that's what I'll do.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and transfer you over to that fraud department. And thank you for calling customer supporting. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You got snow where you are?
No, sir.
Hello?
No, sir.
I got snow up to my ankles, and I'm in Virginia, and I moved here so that I would never have to look at this. I moved here from New York. They got nothing this storm, but I'm sitting in snow up to my ankles.
Well, that must be nice. But I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Just stay on the line. And thank you for calling customer support. And you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.